Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Introducing Oakley Meta Vanguard, the new performance AI glasses designed for athletes. With hands-free capture on an action-ready ultra-wide camera, powerful open-ear speakers, and built-in Meta AI that syncs with your Garmin devices for real-time insights while you train. Take your performance to the next level with Oakley Meta Vanguard. Athletic intelligence is here. Learn more on meta.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New markdowns are on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save even more, up to 70% on dresses, tops, boots, and handbags to give and get.
Because I always find something amazing.
Just so many good brands.
I get an extra 5% off with my Nordstrom credit card. Total queen treatment.
Join the Nordy Club at Nordstrom Rack to unlock our best deals. Big gifts, big perks. That's why you rack.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are down, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers plus minus on a Sunday evening after the 49ers beat the Cardinals in Arizona 41-22. That's a season high in points, Barros. I'm here with my co-host, Matt Barros of The Athletic. 49ers, big game. Brock Purdy comes back, looks very good. The 49ers offense looks fantastic, as I always ask Barros after these games. What's your headline?
That the Cardinals were the perfect foil for a team that is finding its feet, that needs to get hot, that had two major players coming back for the first time after, 6 weeks? Maybe even more than that.
September 28th.
So, yeah. If you're Brock Purdy and you haven't played since September 28th, this was the ideal game. I mean, the 49ers... if this was part of the plan, and I don't think it was, but this was a perfect way for him to, pardon the pun, dip his toe back into the NFL world, and he played well. I mean, I don't think he was perfect. I've seen him play better, but that first touchdown to George Kittle, the 30-yarder down the right sideline, that was picture perfect. And he didn't have to. He didn't have to, go out there and win the game. There were enough contributing factors that this was a walk in the park. This was a game in which that allowed Tim Kawakami to set a land speed record for writing his column.
I wrote a fast one. I wrote a fast one.
Tim was asking me, I was like, I just started my story. He's like, hey, when do you want a podcast? And I'm like, you go get your dinner, okay? I'll be done when you're finished.
And when Fine played a spaghetti with Italian sausage later, I am much more content.
I haven't eaten yet.
So I know Sparrows knows I am a lot happier after I've eaten than I am when I am waiting to eat. Me writing about the 49ers quarterback who's been involved in some conversation, who's been hurt, and who got a $265 million deal in the offseason and played great. I think I could write that. I can write that, Matt Barrows. So with a few quotes here and there, watching the feed from Arizona. I just thought he looked like the guy that they committed to. And I was not surprised by that. Maybe they guided it this way. They clearly waited a long time to make sure that, as you know, Shanahan said, that they don't re-aggravate it like happened in the Jacksonville game way back in September. Mac Jones playing well certainly afforded them that. But this was... You know, he's played really well. I noted, right? Last podcast, I think he's played great in previous healthy Arizona games when he's had McCaffrey. They put up 35 and 45 against them in 2023. This felt like that team. And you say it's a easy opponent, no question, but you still got to look good. Like they've played, you know, they've not looked good at times against good opponents, including against Jacksonville. Well, maybe Jacksonville's pretty good because they're knocking around the Chargers today.
Yeah, they won today.
Yeah, but, you know, this is what you're supposed to look like when you're getting close to full power. And I don't want to, like, overread this, but, you know, we know that Kittle's been talking about we're getting our guys back. It's got to be on the offense. The defense has lost all these. The young guys will get better, but it's on the offense to put up 30 points a game, whatever the number's going to be. But he started mentioning everybody. Did not mention somebody who's hurt, though, Matt Barrows.
Yeah.
We got everybody back. You know, we got Pearsall. We got Juwan Hell, whatever he said. We got, obviously, Purdy back. We got everybody back. And Brandon Ayuk is not mentioned. I'm not sure he's coming back. I'm just not. And maybe I'm being pessimistic there, but I think the players at least can't count on him coming back, right? You can't be waiting for Brandon Ayuk to come back. This is our offense. This is what they've got. I think that's how they're thinking about it. And it's really good when it's going good. We've seen it before in 2023. You really haven't had Purdy and McCaffrey at that speed since 2023. Maybe, I guess you could say week one of this year in Seattle, but that's when Brock Purdy got hurt the first time.
It's when George Kittle got hurt too.
When George Kittle got hurt and he was out, and that's right, the first quarter. I don't remember that part. So this is what it felt like to me, the 2023 offense. It is not the 2023 defense. We will have to see how they match up. And, you know, listen, Mac Jones's offense was fine. It wasn't great. It was fine. They beat the Rams, who are, you know, just absolutely are blowing through people right now. So granted all those things, that's what has allowed them to get to this moment. But there's nobody in that locker room needed a reminder that Brock Purdy's the guy. Nobody. They all knew it. There never was a doubt about that. All credit to Mac Jones for what he did. But if anyone else needed a reminder, those his second, third, and fourth passes, right? He throws the one out of bounds to McCaffrey on second down, I think it was. He was covered to where he wasn't open. Then he throws the zinger to Juwan Jennings. I think that really got him going, like 20-something yards. On third and six, there was a nice pass to DeMarcus Robinson, who knew he was even on the team for like 12, 13 yards. And then the check out of the one play, and as Shanahan called it, a man check. I think they were, I guess they were in man because I guess Kittle just ran past his guy. But I felt like nobody was following McCaffrey across in motion, which would seem to me that it wasn't man, but I'm sure Shanahan's right. Check out of it, check to the number two play. It's not an audible, as we know. It's a check to play two. It's you have two plays, one place for one coverage, the other place for another coverage. They checked it. Just the confident way that Purdy's kind of backed up out of, under center. Seconds dropped by. I noticed it was 5 seconds when he calls the canceling of the first play. Gets back, snaps it right about at one, and it just turns, steps into it, boom, perfect throw right on the hands to Kittle for the touchdown. It's like, I don't want to, you know, you don't want to say, oh my God, Mac Jones couldn't have done that. But Mac Jones did not do that. Not that. that amount of confidence, to check out of it that amount of timing, not nervous. You know, we see quarterbacks bouncing around and trying to beat the play clock. That's the 49er offense at the best, and we have not seen that since 2023. The defense is still going to be an issue. We know they don't have the personnel. I don't think they got a sack at Jacoby Brissett, the most stationary quarterback of football.
And he had 57 dropbacks.
He's 57 so dropbacks.
No sacks and 57 dropbacks. That's an achievement.
Yeah, they got in his face. He threw two interceptions. That's right. All part of it. But the pass rush is not going to be their thing. The defense is going to give up. When they give up 400, whatever, 390, they gave up way more yards than they gained. They didn't need to gain yards because they had so many short fields, because the great Sky Moore sets a tone with a 98-yard kickoff return, and they got another good return from Brandon Robinson. They're cooking that way. But if they needed to put 400 yards up, Barros, they could have. I mean, there's just no question about that. And when you have this going on, we'll see if it continues. I don't think Carolina's a great defense. They're playing them on Monday night with an extra day. They should be able to keep this going, momentum, whatever you want to say offensively. That's what I saw, and I saw it because Brock Purdy was the quarterback.
This was the George Kittle dream, which is, you know, that the offense slowly but surely gets more and more healthy. They turn into a juggernaut, and they can compensate for a very compromised defense. We should talk about that more later on. But let's just look at the offense right now. I mean, I thought that this was a game. The 49ers have, what, 8 team captains? This year has been brutal on the team.
Yeah.
Like, most of them have gotten hurt at some point this season. This was a game in which each of those team captains really stepped up. Purdy, we talked about. Kittle, I thought, had a great game. He scored 2 touchdowns, but I think, you know, his best play might have been that short one in the red zone where he just takes on 3 Cardinals and he gets the first down. It was just an effort, old school effort play. McCaffrey, 3 TDs. Was it 3 TDs or 2?
I don't remember. Yeah, 3.
Yes, yeah, 2 rushing and one Tim Kawakami special where the defense neglects to cover Christian McCaffrey out of the backfield. I know that always kind of gets your goat.
Yep.
And then the Amonor Lenore stepped up with a big interception and return, and he did not have a great game against the Rams. You know, coming off a couple of not his best performances, and then he gets hurt on Thursday. Another team captain gets hurt, but he played in this game. I think the calf was probably starting to act up on him at the end of that run. I thought he was on his way into the end zone, and then he just sort of
slowed down a little bit.
At the 14-yard line. But my point is that the guys who needed to step up did step up. Now, the defense.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, the Carolina Panthers are not a juggernaut, but the 49ers are competing with them for a playoff spot, and they can challenge the 49ers in a way that the Cardinals absolutely could not. The Cardinals team that was without James Conner, without Kyler Murray, obviously, but the Panthers have Rico Dowdle, who's like, you know, this year has been his coming out party. He's a strong between the tackles runner. I think he was third in the NFL going into this weekend. I'm not sure what he did today. You know, that's going to be how the Panthers attack the 49ers, right up the middle. And the Cardinals had, you know, didn't do any of that. They fell behind 13-0. A, they didn't have James Conner. B, you know, the 49ers lost Tatum Bethune in this game, too. We don't know how severe his ankle injury is, but severe enough to keep him out of this one. He's got an extra day to get better. So does Eddie Pinheiro. But at that one point where, what was it, the third quarter when Curtis Robinson got hurt, all of a sudden, the 49ers were down three middle linebackers, Fred Warner, Tatum Bethune, and Curtis Robinson. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know who the next man up is. And it was Luke Gifford for maybe a play or two. And then Robinson.
He got hurt too, though. He got hurt on special teams.
Right, on a special teams play. But it just kind of underscored just how thin they are at that critical spot. I mean, it might be your guy, Jalen Graham, who's on the practice squad, but he might be the next guy up at middle linebacker if there's a problem there.
For when you tweeted that, I was like, is he saying they should just activate from practice squad in the middle of the game? Is actually
no.
go ahead, Jalen. You know what? You don't even have shoulder pads on, but you just call the signals. It is amazing. Where the specificity of the guys, they just get hurt all at wide receiver, all at defensive end, all at middle linebacker. It's like just boom, 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 all at that position. And that's a pretty important position. I would, seem to be if Bethune's going to get knocked out, what is it, second quarter, where it was on the rest of the game, he's probably going to miss another game, I would imagine. But we'll see. You do have an extra day. But a very important position. I thought D Winters, who was the Will, was fantastic, right?
Yeah, he really was.
He's like, man, if they lose D Winters, now that would – I mean, obviously all the other guys count too, and they're all humongous losses. But if they lose Bethune and Winters, that would change a lot of things. But Winters has been healthy, and he was flying. He was old. That was Dre Greenlaw. That was really a Greenlaw-like performance. And a little Nick Martin in the Sam. How about that there, Barrows?
That's right, They finally surprised. Listened to old Matt Barrows. I asked Shanahan that on Monday, and I said, hey, have you guys thought about playing Nick Martin at the strong side linebacker? And he gave me a very kind of curt reply, like, you know, go mind your own business. Yeah, we've discussed it, and we've decided that it's not the best thing for our team right now. So don't, who are you, Matt Barrows, to question what we do? And then all of a sudden he's playing Sam on Sunday. So I feel like I put that idea in their head.
You incepted it. I think it's more goddamn Barrows is a guest with us. He knows what we're doing. I'm not going to reveal it to this bonehead. Who knows? It was hilarious. It's just I thought it was weird. It was such a sensitive response to something that is, they do it all the time, right? They, Aziz Al-Shaair was a Sam and then moved right into the Will, like in the middle of a couple plays.
And middle linebacker.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not that hard. I don't quite get the weird response other than they were about to do it and he just didn't want it to be tipped. But it's like, so what? You're going to find out once he starts, you put him in there. I never get the sensitivity to this stuff, but they're football coaches and they go with that. But then he was off the field later and Gifford was back in there. So I'm not quite sure. Maybe Martin didn't play so great. I don't know. You could really use that speed. You really could use that sideline to sideline speed. Interesting. And they're playing that big, you know, that big nickel so much.
Yeah. With Hinnock.
So, you know, it's not as important, you know, the Sam is never a big deal, certainly in this division where I guess the Seahawks play more heavy than anybody, but they play heavy and throw out of it, which I guess would be perfect for the big nickel. The Rams kind of like that big nickel because they just put all their tight ends out there and they beat the hell out of it. So we'll see. It's a lot of strategy. Who knows? The defense is going to be outmanned against most good teams. The good thing about the 49ers is they don't have a lot of good teams left on the schedule. You know, you get the Colts, the Seahawks in the last game, so maybe
the Bears are leading their division.
Yeah, the Bears. It's going to be the Bears are like the third best team they have left on their schedule. So that will be in these two games, right? Carolina and the Bears are huge because they're the ones that are all going for that seventh seed. The 49ers, are they there now or are they still out? I think they're out.
They're still at the first
because they got the extra. Yeah, well, they've got the extra loss because they have the extra game. But it will be. Oh, did you hear Kittle talk about that bye? You could tell he's like, they are looking forward to this bye. They still got a ways to go, but what, two more games before the bye?
Yeah, so they've got the Monday night game, which allows them the extra day of rest, which they kind of consider like, you know, manna right now. It's like, oh, God, we need that extra day. And then they've got a short week to go out to Cleveland, and then they have the bye. So the Cleveland game really becomes interesting. They should trounce Cleveland. But that's a tough
Miles Garrett, you know, Cleveland's still got some guys. I don't know who it might be. Shador Sanders being a quarterback. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But let's get back to this game. The Shanahan's still talking like losing the coin toss is a terrible thing because you have to take the ball. Even after the game, when he's asked about Sky Moore's huge return to open the game. And I'm going, it really shouldn't be thought of as a negative. Maybe you like deferring so you can get the ball to start the third, but you shouldn't think of getting the ball as a negative because you can get the ball and score. You should think that way. And he definitely does not think that way. That's fine. Just the way he thinks. He loves getting the last score of the first half and the first score of the third quarter. I understand. But Sky Moore taking that ball and going 98 yards, which is amazing to me. Like, we have not seen. I thought he's going to score a touchdown, and that would be incredibly amazing. He gets tackled at the one, but it was a terrific return. As everyone's been saying, he's looking better and better, like he was gonna pop one. I wasn't as optimistic about that as some other people, but he did look better, and he looks pretty dangerous now. Barrow, so 98 yard to start the game really tilted the level of the field, really made things look, you know, not easy for the 49ers, but gave them that upper hand. Special teams, big play. I mean, we're just not used to that happening for the 49ers. If they could get that regularly, not maybe that, but just good returns, momentum on special teams. I mean, that means the other units have to do that much less because they don't have to cover it for bad special teams.
Yeah. You know, quick scores is not something that the 49ers have done a lot of this year, but you know, I think they're very vulnerable to the run. And if they can get up on teams early, maybe that discourages those teams from running the ball as much. Because I think if teams do concentrate on running the ball, I mean, felt like the Rams, if they wanted to last week, could have, run the ball all game, and the 49ers would have very little answers to it. And they play some running teams coming up, ending with the Seahawks. It was a really interesting special teams game. It had everything. There were two blocked field goals by like the tallest player on each team blocked one. the one that the 49ers blocked, it was Alfred Collins. That ball ended up going through the uprights somehow. And then the other one, Calais Campbell, may or may not have committed a foul on John Weeks. The
Weeks took a had a nice fall. I'll put it that way. He made sure they saw it because you know the snapper is not supposed to get hit in the head or shoulders. They get hit all the time, right? They do get hit all the time. They just it doesn't look like a hit because it just kind of is a bump and they don't. Weeks just kind of toppled. Like, oh my God! I mean, maybe you get hit by Calais Campbell, that's how you respond. But he really did make sure he drew the penalty, as we call it in the NBA.
That's a veteran move. He's 39 years old. That's what you get when you have a 39-year-old long snapper and punter. Yes. You get kind of veteran moves like that.
Yes.
But then that saved Eddie Pinheiro his perfect season. That would have been his first blemish as a field goal kicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had a couple of blemishes as a extra point maker. I'm thinking that they should re-sign Jake Moody just to do extra points. You have one extra point specialist and one field goal specialist.
I think they're just going to go for it every time on extra points. Pinheiro had one blocked, which looked a little bit like the one last week where the left side someone jumped right through. And maybe this is just me, but I don't remember McKivitz being on that left side. And he was after that. So they might have made a change there and get a starting offensive lineman because it's been like Hennessy and Tonjes, and I'm not quite sure if I remember correctly. I don't remember McKivitz certainly on the left side in field goal and extra point blocking. So I'm curious about that. That's just a me thing, but they didn't have another one blow up like that. I mean, they've had guys just stepping right through. That's how these two blocks have happened. But Pinheiro also missed the next one. He really was taking these weird swipes at it. He still made two 49-yarders, but I do think that hamstring issue might have been coming up. I think that might have been developing. Then he's out. The last one he made, he definitely took a kind of quick swipe at it. That's a big deal, right? I mean,
it is Eddie a big Pinheiro, deal.
Yeah, he misses a couple games. Like that is 3 points that they just put down in the books every time they put him out there. You know, maybe they've got – how about – who was the guy during training camp they didn't bring in? How about that guy? What's he doing?
Greg Joseph. I think he just got signed. Maybe he worked out. I saw his name on the waiver wire. Maybe he had a tryout. Mm. But you're right. I mean, this easily could be something. They've got the bye coming up in 2 weeks where they say, okay, let's just sit him these next two games and bring in somebody else. But yeah, these are starting to become, they're not in the playoffs right now. So everything is critical. You're right. Missing Eddie Pinheiro, he's their leading scorer and it's not even close. And this is with, Christian McCaffrey scoring tons of touchdowns a game now, but Pinheiro is still comfortably in the lead. So that's some, as you said, some guaranteed points, sitting, resting a tender hamstring when this team kind of needs him the most, needs to get hot and, stay on top of opponents.
Yeah, I think two things will happen from that. I think, obviously, they're going to have to sign a kicker if Pinheiro was hurt. And I got to imagine that if he's pulls out of a game, you're going to sit him at least a week.
Yeah, unless you do something where Morstead handles the kickoffs. Yeah,
but then you're just asking for him to, try a 47-yarder, and then there it is, his hamstring's gone, and then you've lost him for the year. And two, they'll go for it on, from the 35-yard line, right? Fourth and three, they're going for it. You got Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Brock Purdy. Like, that's where your offense, like, okay. Now, meanwhile, I'm watching the Lions go for it every single time and not make it in this Eagles game. Every time I'm looking up, they're blowing it on fourth down. But, if you trust your team, you trust your quarterback, and you're not so sure about your field goal kicker from 45 and out, you're going to go for it more. Maybe it's fans would like to see that. We shall see. We'll see who they pick up. We'll see how this goes. Jake Moody is available. Be hilarious. They will not do that. But special teams making – now, they gave up a big punt return when they completely – the three guys screwed. I was like three guys completely took bad lanes. I think they were counting on Sirhan Neal to get him right at the outset. He missed him. And they all just kind of stopped or kind of ran to the middle, and the guy just took the thing to the right side, and it was a terrible, terrible coverage return. But you get big you get blocks, you get big returns. Like, you are changing field position. And today they got three turnovers. This is how they have not been doing it, right? This is how you make a game feel like this, is you create all these short fields. You get the opponent kind of teeter and tottering because you're always in control. That was, again, bad team. But, you know, Cardinals have not been blown out very often. They were blown out by the Seahawks last game. But as Darryl Johnson said and over and over and over again, how what a great setup they were for play a great game. They just knew exactly what they had to fix. I was like, he's talking like he had a 7-hour wine tasting with Jonathan Gannon. I was like, they were like, you know, massaging each other's shoulders or something. It was unbelievable, but it does happen sometimes on TV. Those coaches can really schmooze with the broadcaster. We heard it all the time, maybe with a former general manager of the 49ers. But the Cardinals are not a terrible team. They're not a terrible team. They've got some talent. They have been, they're really banged up, clearly. But it's still controlling a game against the Cardinals in the division is not on the road. I'm impressed. I'm just going to say I'm impressed by it. I don't think it's their best win of the year. That's still obviously the Rams game. But this made me feel like there is something revving up on this team. And I think that's, they feel it. And I think it's really important right now. They, you know, win a couple. If they do, get to the bye. And we've seen them really fire out of byes in the Shanahan era. They've had some great runs after the bye. They've had some great games after the bye. Maybe we'll see a little something here and at least get to 11 and get the six seed. You know, something like that's possible. You see it in my mind. The picture becomes more complete when you have the starting quarterback out there. It just is. And even though Mac Jones has played very well, Brock Purdy being out there and looking like this is just a different thing.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In Walmart's Huluville, everyone ready their cart. Amazing Black Friday deals are about to start. Online and in the app, such great deals to explore. Everything you love from tech toys and more. The days to save and the ones to remember. It's only the 25th to the 30th of November. Set your alarms. Don't miss out. These deals are epic, without a doubt. The who's are all ready, but are you? Walmart Black Friday deals await. Who knew?
A massage chair might seem a bit extravagant, especially these days. 8 different settings, adjustable intensity, plus it's heated, and it just feels so good. Yes, a massage chair might seem a bit extravagant, but when it can come with a car, suddenly it seems quite practical. The Volkswagen Tiguan. Packed with premium features like available massaging front seats, it only feels extravagant.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, this couldn't have worked out any better. Well, aside from Tatum Bethune and an Eddie Pinheiro injury, this was a good setup. If your dream is to get the offense rolling right at the right time, hit that bye, which I'm sure they've been just cursing being so late. I mean, this team could have definitely used a midseason bye like they normally have. But once it comes, and you're still in the hunt, it becomes a blessing. It becomes an advantage, I would think, especially if, you know, the team is getting healthy right at the last minute. That brings us to Brandon Ayuk, who was excluded from George Kittle's quote. I had the quote. I ended my story with a quote, which is, "We're positioned right where we want to be," Kittle said. "Our offense is basically healthy," basically healthy. The one outstanding, you know, member is their top wide receiver, who probably can't. I don't know. We're running out of time here for him to sort of reclaim that mantle of being the top. He would need a lot of run up, a lot of runway to get that. And we're running out of runway here.
And Pearsall comes back, who you could say is the heir to that. And obviously he's rusty and he's coming back from a knee injury, but did he even catch a ball? Well, I think he caught one ball.
For 0 yards.
Yeah, it wasn't obviously a big part of this. That could develop into something more. But yeah, you just figure something like this for Ayuk times two, right? He's missed way more time, was way more injured. Didn't even practice the training camp before he got hurt because he was holding in. So I just don't think, not trying to be pejorative about it, but I just don't think he's going to be a part of this team this season. Maybe next season, as you and I both speculated, maybe not, but this is their offense. I think they're accepting of that. Of course, he'll come back when he comes back in 3 weeks. He'll say, "Oh, you guys doubted whether he was going to come back. You guys said he wasn't going to come back." Look at him, and that's fine. That's the way it works. But, geez, man, he hasn't really gone. He hasn't gone through a week of practices in a healthy way in quite some time. I guess the weeks, early weeks of the season after his holding, but I don't think he was feeling great at that point either. And they've moved on. You know, they've got other things and other ways they can do this. So, but would you think Pearsall, did you get a look at him at all? You think he's just rusty? Was it just other guys are open? Why wasn't he getting the ball today?
Yeah, George Kittle had an interesting quote. He said, I wish you guys could watch full practices during the week because Ricky Pearsall was putting on a show in practice. And I think the 49ers were thinking that he could have a really big performance against the Cardinals. And Kittle's point was that the coverages, what the Cardinals were doing, just didn't lend itself to that. I think he was targeted three times, had just the one catch when Purdy was under pressure, and it went for 0 yards. Kittle's other point was that, you know, when Kittle finally came back from his hamstring injury, he had zero catches in his first game back. So that's to be expected a bit, I think, when you miss that much time. But Kittle's quote was that, I think he's going to pop on Monday Night Football. So this is the Kittle message that, you know, this offense has all this potential. At some point, we are going to pop, and it's going to be just like 2023. Is Monday Night Football against the Carolina Panthers too soon to think that? Probably. But Kittle believes that it's in the offing.
Also, no catches today, Kendrick Bourne. No targets either, which is an interesting development.
Well, Kendrick Bourne is, you know, is Mac Jones's guy.
That's so right. This is
the lesson. If you are trading for Mac Jones in February, you want to bring in Kendrick Bourne too as a free agent the following month, because those two are a tandem.
It's just interesting how that Jake Tongas too, you might as well, because he doesn't get thrown to by Purdy either. It's all Mac Jones. Well, I guess Tongas taught the winning touchdown right in Seattle, so cancel that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Kittle was out of the game at that point.
So that's
the reason Tongas was getting all sorts of action.
McCaffrey ran it, 13 times for 81 yards, including a 20-yard run. First 20-yard run of the season for the 49ers. It is surprising because it feels like McCaffrey's had a couple of those, but those have been like 15 and 13. Brian Robinson, 8 carries, 24 yards. It definitely felt like they were trying to get Robinson in this game earlier. I think the third series, he got the whole series. I think it was like the seventh series. He had two series in the first half. I don't remember that happening. Now, when, you know, they're up 13-0, they're up whatever they are, I think it's a lot easier. But I think there was a sense that let's get him the ball. He's been playing well. McCaffrey did not have he had 13 rushes, and let me look up here, and 5 catches. So 18 touches, that's down. He's been like 23, 24, sometimes 26. So it is smart to kind of ease off the pedal a little bit. My point was, I don't think they need as much from McCaffrey if you've got Purdy going like this. You still need to throw it to him, but they didn't throw it to him. I mean, I thought they'd throw it to him way more. I think he was open. I think Purdy doesn't always just go, okay, I'm going to throw it to 23. He's like, let me see what's open downfield here, which is his tendency, right? He's a downfield. He wants to go downfield. And you can have Brian Robinson touch the ball a little bit more when you have when you have Purdy. I really do believe that. And maybe that saves McCaffrey to be stronger later in the season. We'll see how that all works out. Also, I want to say, not that the Cardinals have this great pass rush, but I thought the 49ers offensive line was really good. If you're the 49ers, you're worried. And as Barros was tweeting, you don't want to get him caught from behind and twist that toe. That's how he's injured it. He had that one hit, but they really didn't get to, like, he was looking around sometimes. Definitely. He had some time, first, second, third option. A couple, like one of those late breaking Kittle plays was like really late, but he had the time. I thought the offensive line did play very well. I did not see we've seen in other games, certainly the Rams, certainly the Texans, where that offensive line got a little bit overwhelmed, and I did not see that today. Again, Cardinals are not the greatest way, but they're not playing a bunch of great teams. Again, we could say that. They're not going to see these tremendous pass rushers, except for Myles Garrett. Once again, in that Cleveland game, if the Seahawks game is important, then they're going to see some stuff, but that might not be important. We'll see how that goes. But anything else strike you, Barros, from this game?
Well, only that everybody was raving about that one McCaffrey catch where he leapt like 6 feet in the air. Yeah. But the point was that it was like a wide receiver route and a catch where he went deep and then came back for the ball and then snagged it. You know, the game was decided at that point, but it picked up a first down. And he did finish with more than 100 yards again combined, which I think the 10th time out of 11 games. And there was the one comment from the announcing crew when it comes to the production meetings where they kind of raised Brian Robinson, and it sounded as if Shanahan or somebody had told them that, okay, we're going to start to ease off Christian McCaffrey because his touches have been so high this year. And Robinson has done well in the last two outings, and he's just earned more snaps. So he didn't do as well today, but I think that that's probably part of the game plan moving forward.
Based on the way John's talking, I think maybe Jonathan Gannon told him that. So it was probably Shanahan. This was Shanahan
over some Chardonnay or something.
Chardonnay and who, Grappa. Maybe this is probably Shanahan, and that's fine. Shanahan was giving stuff out to all the corporate partners this week, so that why not throw that one in there too? This is what a good team should do to a not good team,
right?
And they haven't really had, you know, have they had another laugh? I guess a Giants game was pretty easy victory, but there was still some stuff going on in that when Jackson Dart was doing some stuff. This was a really good game. Again, defensively, I don't know how they're going to hold up over this, and maybe Bryce Young can get them, and your Rico Dowdell and some other things. Tetrora McMillan. You know, they have some players. It'd be an interesting Monday night game. I will not be there, Barrows. I will doing my civic duty for the next 2 weeks.
Do you want me to ask you questions about the case?
So I don't want to violate the law. I choose not to violate the law. I could have during voir dire, and I did not. It was being hogged up by other people who had.
I heard that I'm not going to say anything.
No, don't. I don't want to get arrested here.
Yeah,
but that'll be my first home game miss since the pandemic. And I think I only missed one of those games when I was not feeling great, but that's all right. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll write off a TV. We'll see. But it will feel weird not to be at a 49ers Monday night football game. I'm sure to haven't missed Monday night football games at home, and I will miss this one. So it goes. I am doing the betterment for society, Barrows. That's what I do.
It's your civic duty. Yeah.
And then someone told me in one of the breaks while we're just finishing up jury selection, man, you are on this jury. Yeah, this is the way it feels like I am on this jury. And unless I actively try to get myself off, I am on this jury. Usually the journalist card gets you right off. And that was not even, they didn't even ask me about it. I'm on the jury. We're probably already talking too much about it, but I just wanted to explain to people I am not going to be at the Monday night game. We'll do a show Tuesday morning after that game, but we wouldn't have done that Monday night anyway. Those are too late for us to do post-game shows. But we'll do another one probably Thursday. We don't have to announce the quarterback anymore, but that was fun while it lasted. Barrows, I know you don't love when I bring it up. I am smoking on my picks.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you're calling them left and right.
And you
also called the why don't they take the ball on offense?
It's
to
not
begin
bad.
With.
It's not bad to get the ball. It's not bad. It's like Shanahan treats it as being bad. I get he prefers the other way, but it actually can be good because you could get that ball twice and it's 14-0 before. And if the other team had not scored. 14-0. That's or 13-0 if you have the PAT blocked. That's a good thing. Like if you feel good about your offense, get the ball and go. Now that doesn't mean you know you can't count on a 98-yard kickoff return, but it is amusing. A lot of things are amusing to me about the 49ers. It's nothing bad, but that's one of them that it's a negative to get the ball first. Yet they took the ball in overtime in a Super Bowl. So, you know, who knows? Who knows what we're talking about? But all good. It'll be a little different without Eddie Pinheiro. It'll be interesting what happens at middle linebacker. But that's the 49ers. That's how they do things. It's always adjustments, always figuring out. And unless and until we hear further injuries tomorrow, which is always possible, the 49er offense should be pretty good for the rest of the way. It should be good. Don't know
if
41-point good, but they should be 30-point good in a lot of times. And, you know, that 30 points is usually good enough to win most NFL games.
Your midweek prediction, and we have to decide whether it's on Thursday or Friday because everything's
that's right
during the week, is going to be very highly anticipated because we have two things going on here. We have Tim's incredible streak of predictions, not just predicting the outcome of the game, who won or who lost, but the tenor of the game. Like, is it a blowout?
That's what I'm proudest of. Yeah.
And then you have that going against the win-loss pattern, the 6-7 pattern that the 49ers have established. And they could easily get caught in their 6-7 pattern. Because I don't quite think that this victory was as stellar as everybody else does.
They'll have to follow it up. And it's actually a solid test. I mean, they should win it. It's at home. Prime time, but the Panthers can do some things to screw them up. So it's an interest. It's not a classic showdown, but it's a do you have your screw everything tightened down? Okay, if you do, you win this game. If you don't, then you could easily lose it.
Well, we'll talk about this more during the week, but I do not believe everything is screwed down tightly. Like one of your major units, the defense, is susceptible.
Come on, Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh will bring it home. He will bring it home. All right, Barros. That is the show for today. We went through Drew's prudence, get myself eliminated from a jury, and the 49ers win 41-22. The season high for points. Brock Purdy is back, and we shall see what happens on Monday night. We'll probably back Thursday since Friday is a good listening day. We do it Friday, then Saturday is not the greatest listening day, so we'll probably get to you. Record on Thursday, release on Friday morning, I think is the way we will go. All right, everybody, it's show for today.
This is a Netsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.